Okay, we got it.
Okay, this Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Workshop. It is February 24th. We're meeting at the Pacific City Kiawanda Community Center, Faye Jensen Room. It is 5:03 p.m. Consider this workshop in session. First thing I wanted to point out is that obviously we, I didn't get it to you in a reasonable amount of time, but Dan obviously put some work and thought into his comments, and I thought appropriate that we all discuss them, and any other to continue on with this process. It looks like it's going to be a little more tedious than I originally anticipated, but that's okay. We still got time. You know, the review doesn't start, or that needs to be start until July, but we need to get the meetings before that set up in May and June. So we do have time to do this, and I don't think it's that big a deal. Work off of the form that we left it yesterday.
Last week.
The one you emailed us.
Why isn't this damn thing working right? This is one thing after another. Okay. So, as you'll notice, I crossed out the job description, reviewed yes/no in the top part of the framework there, and put that into the instructions for the member of the board of directors after receiving the authority manager's, after reviewing the authority manager's job description, self-assessment, and staff assessment, please complete an initial review, et cetera, et cetera. Also, I incorporated both mission and values into the first, made that the first category or goal instead of finance, and I moved finance down below it. Now, we've kind of gone through the original text, and that was all kind of agreed upon at the time. Under leadership, I put together leadership and teamwork. Now, this first part right in here was already approved, and the teamwork was further down the line, and I just added it, and that's where we're at now, with the exception of Dan's input. One thing that I noticed Dan did, and I mentioned it to John too, who I also communicated with concerning this, is that it kind of looked like it's a job description. More and more our assessment is starting to look like a job description other than a review. And Dan has used bullet points to emphasize the individual things in the category that he wanted to emphasize, and toward the latter part of his document, he actually went from bullet points to numerical points. So the first thing I'd like to ask the board is, do you like that format of either bullet points as far under the goal category of what we're looking for, and or numerical points, or do we want to keep it as a paragraph format?
I think that if you have bullet points there, then is going to have to be evaluated, each one of those bullet points when you do the evaluation. You have to run them. I think it's really good information, but I think it makes it a little bit cumbersome when we go ahead and do the evaluation, and it's going to... for me, I like paragraphs better.
Max, your comments?
I kind of agree with her on that one. Yeah. As far as, at this point...
As far as formatting, it's a format point.
Yeah, I agree with her on that statement there.
Dan, what was your thinking?
Well, I think I go back to comments that John made at the last meeting. And when I went at this, it was the idea of perhaps pulling in his comments to accomplish a goal. And that, well, number one was John felt like there was some redundancy in some of the evaluation points that were basically, his answers were kind of repeating themselves, or the questions were similar questions but under a different heading. And so to me, the word I came away with was redundancy. And the second part of what I came away with the last meeting was that John felt there were things that could be said better as far as goals and whatnot. I can't specifically remember what it was, but it seemed like John was adding, you know, maybe we should add this to that quality. And while I didn't write any of that down, those were just the major impressions I came by, so I just decided to take a broad stroke at trying to eliminate redundancy and perhaps pull in comments that I don't know exactly what those comments were for John for traits, mm-hmm, or goals. And this is just what, you know, how it came out basically. So I can't tell you, feeling wise, I'm okay with the paragraph. I just felt that if there was anything that's in green that people read through that could be added to the paragraph or deleted from the paragraph that might be redundant to another category paragraph, that we would accomplish those two goals that John brought up last week. Am I?
Yeah. I think, you know, being the person that, I think we all read this and have to, you know, respond to it. I think I might focus a little bit more on the descriptions, and the board members may focus a little bit more on my self-assessments and other things. But truly, I did definitely see some overlap between categories. I saw some overlap or some redundancy in the questions, or, you know, a question that could have been just as well placed under this goal as that goal. And also seeing that some of these were pretty lean in substance, while others were much heavier in substance in terms of the descriptions. And, you know, what I didn't want to do is force a complete rewrite of this, but right, as long as we're identifying likes and dislikes or possible needed improvements, that's always been my feeling as I complete this form every year. And because there's some overlap, it makes me wonder, okay, should I bring up this point under this goal or this point under that goal? And so, you know, and that may just be almost an impossible thing to avoid, you know.
I kind of like this bullet point format because it gives the reviewer more detail on what you're supposed to be reviewing. In other words, it kind of makes it clearer what you're reviewing the manager you're on, whether it's you or somebody else. And I think it helps because that, you know, and I don't necessarily agree that you have to get specific on every one of those bullet points when you're redoing. You can just, you know, kind of generalize. You're doing a great job in leadership, you know, and meeting those objectives or however you want to say that. But sometimes if it's just a paragraph and it's kind of vague, it's like, I don't even know what we're really looking for. So I appreciate these bullet points. Being a little more specific and a little more of a guideline of what it is you're actually reviewing.
Well, this is more just a review. This is also, you know, setting goals of what we are looking for our manager. And the goal being the main point here. Personally, I like the paragraph things. I think we just need to describe our goals a little more accurately. As John mentioned, we do get into, we get real complicated at sometimes, and other times we're vague. And, you know, quite frankly, how do you describe leadership? Or results? There are very results you can kind of see. Leadership is a pretty ambiguous kind of a term. If a person has it, they have it. If they don't, you know, they don't. But it's very difficult to describe. Also, I think that for goals, things that we'd like, we could get carried away with minutia here also. So I think not necessarily a simple paragraph, but laying out exactly what we want in a couple, two or three sentences under goals is preferable. Now, the idea of taking, combining some of these goals together does make the form a little shorter, but we still have to point out exactly what it is. And a good example is right off the top, mission and values. Now, I notice in John's comments here that he has three main things. I don't know if you, this is as far as you
got. This is only as far as I got, John.
Okay. But the three main things he got to were the mission and values, financial, and safety. That should be the three, you know, one of the three top, well, mission and values and financial, I think, are the two most important one. Safety, in my opinion, is right up there. That's always been something I worry about as a director and, you know, oversight of our people. So,
well, John, let me ask you this. Without doing this comparison and taking up 20 minutes for me to figure out what you're saying versus what the original form says, is this a lot of changes or is it?
Well, you're right up on your first two categories. I liked your descriptions. And because of that, I kept most of them with a little tweakage. I also, just to show what it might look like, because we talked about it the last meeting, was boldly, like you did, boldly saying what the goal of the task was up top, and you can see examples of how I tried to accomplish that in these three categories. And actually, as I say, I've taken a lot of this directly off of Dan's work, because this part of his suggestions, I really thought he did a good job of wording these, well, if goals or competencies or whatever you want to call them. I did make some tweaks, but I also added, and this is just as far as I got, I also added one for safety and what it might look like in terms of a goal statement and then a list of things that I think should be looked at or considered or evaluated for an authority manager review. So I really just took a lot of what Dan's the beginning of Dan's document there had done for the first two goals with a few, just a few tweaks on my part to some of the language, but also not advocating it for it necessarily, but just showing, as Dan started to do as well, what having an overall goal statement might look like. And then, you know, then the rest of it becomes how you get there, kind of like an offshoot of, I think, what Kathy was saying last meeting. You know, this is our goal, but this is how we get there. Now, whatever we call it, doesn't matter to me. These goal statements are just a suggestion, just to show what it might look like. But I personally like the write-up on these categories. The write-up Dan did for the first two categories. I added one to safety. Just this is my best stab at what I would say or what I would want to consider or look for under a safety heading.
You weren't adding to what Tom's category was. You were basically making your own you see the goal.
Yes, but you based your write-ups a lot on what was there, and I based my write-ups a lot on what you had with just a couple of verbiage tweaks. But, you know, if this goes back to committee or after this, I just thought I'd print this out just as for just for consideration. But I think the write-ups are really good, whether it's the bullet points or not. And I understand Kathy's point. Well, if you listen to bullet points, you feel compelled to have to comment specifically. But it kind of helps to keep my thoughts collected. You know, I would still give just one answer. I wouldn't give four answers for four bullets.
And to be, I mean, honest, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when I go to fill this out, I'm not remembering all these specific things just to bring them up when I'm filling, you know, out for evaluation. So unless I have something to follow, I'm not gonna automatically think of all those things. It's not something that I work on every day. You know, it's like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Well, and the nice thing about the bullets are there are sub kind of categories or sub points to a main point.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, for example, you know, and I think you broke them down very well, Dan. I broke them down into kind of little self-contained nuggets that apply to it that are kind of their own consideration. You know, for example, you know, with the safety one, I first talked about just general culture and stuff, and then I went into, you know, develops and establishes effective safety programs and talked about that. And then I talked about employee training, all in bullet number three, related to safety. And then, you know, I feel like, you know, whether it's all in paragraph form or not, and, you know, it's a little wordier in many cases than what we have here, but, you know, these are the things that I think about as the core attributes of these categories, and I felt like they deserved a little bit of a write-up.
I can deal with it either way. I mean, I'm not, you know, I have to one or the other.
But, I mean, you could do it. You know, you could be
this would be easy to set up both ways.
Sure.
I think. So obviously we're going to go back to committee. I mean, we've got a lot more data than Luann and I had when we first started. So I think it's going to be necessary to go through both John's ideas and Dan's and incorporate it. And as far as the format is concerned, it's easy to, I could do both ways and show two different copies of whatever we come out of in committee, and to see which lays out the best or which is easier to understand. And so that's simple. We'll definitely do that. Today I wanted to nail down, obviously we've got a lot of wordsmithing to do here. So I wanted to nail down basically what we're doing with goals. Now, I'm going to go back to my copy here. First thing we did is putting values, mission and values together. I think, did everybody agree that that was a good category all by itself?
Yeah.
And then we went to leadership and teamwork.
As one.
As one.
Right. Yes.
And everybody agreed that we need to keep that as one goal?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I added safety to results. So let's talk about this. John, in his suggestion, has safety as a category all by itself. And results could very well be a category all by itself, especially considering how John presented his self-assessment last year, where he listed all his accomplishments and the results
right.
that he accomplished last
right.
year. So do you think that we ought to keep safety, which I agree is a great category, and we really haven't touched about it much in our original versions? Or should we put them together like I've done here with safety and results? What's everybody's comment? Max, what do you think?
I think safety is a big enough topic that it should be placed by itself.
Yes,
I agree, Max.
Okay. I think so, too. And results, I mean, the tooting your horn in results.
Yes.
I like the way you laid that out last year, by the way.
I think that deserves a section by itself that one can spend time.
Well, if you like how I responded to that, and you know, I planned for this list to be almost as long as last year's list, I hope. And you guys saw that was a pretty lengthy list last year, and
you got a lot done last year.
I you know, if we accomplish as much year to year as we did last year, when it was the first time I actually spelled them out like that, I'm going to have a long, fairly lengthy response to this topic of results. You know, results to me, it was just, okay, here's my results. You know, it's just an easy way to just boom, 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 boom. And I actually wish all the categories were that easy for me to complete. But if you like what I did and you'd like me to continue it, it may be tough to combine it with something else, because I'm going to have a really lengthy response for it then.
Yeah. I think the only clarifying factor would be us as board members may not be as aware of timelines when things happen. So specifically, I think the results has to, you know, year June whatever through 2025 through 2026. So that we're not trying to think, well, wait a minute, did we do that?
The results is basically in the 12th hour of the project.
Yeah, that's when you know how to,
what if it worked or it didn't.
Yeah.
Not that you would do that, put old results on this year's results.
Well,
but you could.
If I could get away with it.
Well, I mean, you could in some cases, I think, wait a minute, I don't remember that, but I do kind of remember something about it.
Yeah.
So, chairperson, another category?
So, John, could I just, I'm just a little snot here.
Sure.
Under safety and goals, zero reportable safety incidents. If you have somebody has a safety incident, does that mean you get a lower rating?
Well,
because zero is pretty...
Well, it is. It is. It is, but that is our goal.
It's the goal.
It doesn't mean I'll achieve the goal. No. You'll have to decide how to gain me.
I know.
But I do want to ask, does everybody know that what a recordable safety incident is?
There's accidents and incidents.
Incidents.
Yeah. Incidents is where something could have happened.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
Yeah.
But the review process has to be maybe not as detailed as an accident, but the incident has to be reported in order to prevent it from happening again, is the way I understand it.
Yeah, well, you know, and recordable and reportable, every injury is reportable. I don't care if you just got a small boo-boo on your finger. Right. I want it reported.
Right.
Recordable are when they are serious enough that it requires a visit to a doctor, a prescription by a doctor.
Time loss.
Those are the things that elevate it to a recordable.
So how many of those do you average in a year?
Three or four.
Recordable? Maybe. None.
Oh.
We do have a few reportable. Somebody got stung by a bee. And we want to report that, and just because there's some kind of reaction or what have you. Somebody gets a cut on their finger, we want to know about it in case it gets infected and turns into something bigger. Those types of things we usually get 3, 4, 5 a year. But the recordables, we haven't had a recordable in 4 years.
Okay, so just a question.
It's a goal.
If it's recordable... Mm-hmm. It's really an accident then.
Yeah, in that case,
Somebody got hurt.
Somebody got hurt.
An incident is somebody could have got hurt and it didn't, so it doesn't really affect your record or
so you're saying instead of maybe saying, since I said recordable, maybe instead of incidents, say accidents on my example?
Well, I think if OSHA considers it two categories.
Okay.
And I think that's what would have to, that's the goal, is to adhere to how OSHA views accidents and incidents. So.
Well, so we can adjust that verbiage, but our goal is zero. And if we don't get it, we don't get it, and I'll take my lumps or whatever. But, you know, if we're going to have a goal, it's got to be zero, right?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
The way I look at safety, and I've been fortunate enough to have worked with a lot of different people who have safety, the military is actually, believe it or not, pretty good at that. And I want a corporate, I'd like to see a corporate culture where safety is the first priority of every employee when they arrive at work. The bottom line is every employee looks out for each other. And of course the goal is no incidents, but where everybody looks out for each other and we constantly train for that. Things to look for, things to think about in our daily work. We're an industrial organization around industrial equipment and vehicles. So I wouldn't think it inappropriate, for example, to have some kind of a driver's training course every few years for every employee to go over. And most of those kind of courses emphasize safety, and that's a good thing. But overall, safety is important to me. Everybody goes home every night. That's the most important thing. So I agree with you, John. Safety should be an individual category. Let's move on to personal effectiveness. Is this category necessary, or should it be incorporated with results?
I think that could be merged with results, personal effectiveness and results.
Hmm. What do you think, Max?
You're around, you know, you're around.
I think we need to talk about that a little bit.
Okay, give us your thoughts.
Finish with the personal and effectiveness with results. I don't know, I'm a firm believer, always, results were usually at the end of a project, how did it turn out? You know, did we make money or did we lose money? No difference in construction or anything else you want to look at. We go into every project with a budget. At the end of the day, what was our results? Did we make money or lose money? What were our margins? How far off our margins were we? That's a tough one, but I think it's pretty much at the end of the game.
So do you think personal?
Yeah, I guess you could put that in there. I think that probably would.
Combine them?
Yeah, now after you look at it. I mean, it's got to be paired up with something. That's going to be the most effective one to pair it up with.
Results?
Yeah. Results are now separate from safety as individuals.
Right.
So we'll make personal effectiveness and results together.
Yeah, it's not an easy decision. Well,
No, it's not.
Everybody's got their own little theory on how they should blend in. So.
Well, it does, and let me annoy you all.
I'm listening.
Sometimes I think public relations could be its own category, or blended with a category we already have. Sometimes I think communication could be its own category or blended with the community we have, you know.
Well, it's certainly important for the job description. That is a specific thing in job description, but we did bring that up earlier. What the hell?
You know, because I would consider, like, communication and personal effectiveness to be probably a good blend.
Yeah, now that you look with some of the verbiage down here.
We mentioned communication in leadership and teamwork. Communicates both verbally and in written form with the board of directors and employees in an effective, productive manner. Leadership and teamwork.
Because I thought some of this might actually fit under leadership also.
Okay.
Well, I guess I go back to the comment I made earlier, and that's helping to separate things to where they're not sort of blended together, and it's a not necessarily a mishmash, but for us and for John to have more, to have each goal pretty much
stand
on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And combining these goals isn't a bad idea. But I think it just has, some thought has to go to it as to, you know, does communication and effectiveness have its own category? Or are we going to pull stuff out of leadership and put it in that?
Well, see, and that's the big struggle is you know, if you blend something, you want them to be complementary but equally important things, right? And, you know, so I think, you know, you've got to be careful that, you know, you're not trying to combine apples and oranges when you want tangerines and oranges. You know, and I think that's going to be one of the tricks.
Yeah.
And then extracting the verbiage out of here and trying to decide which category it falls best under, well, that's another whole challenge. And, you know, and I don't see any reason to add categories necessarily if some can be combined, because some of them are those categories that I feel like, wow, this answer could apply to this category or that category. But, you know, but on the other hand, you know, I think the most important thing is that we just have something that seems to work and works for everybody. You know, whether we increase the goals to 12 and keep them separate, or whether we try to maintain them at 8 and add more kind of core categories that I think are maybe overlooked in this. I don't know, but I tell you, I could easily write a bunch of stuff on public relations, but do we want a separate category for that? And then how do you, there's been talk about public relations already in the document, and you know, it might be under teamwork or some other category, but
that was where I was going to make mention. We're talking about communication, and communicating happens in just about everything you do. For example, we mentioned it in financial. Communicates financial data in layman's terms to the board of the directors. Leadership and teamwork. Communicates active community outreach to educate our employees, public stakeholders on key issues, la da da. Communicates both verbally and in written form. We go to management. Monitors vendors. That's a form of communication. Okay, personal effectiveness. Acts as an advocate for PCJWSA all the time. Also, communicates efficiently and effectively, both verbally and in writing. So it kind of goes, communication kind of goes through that.
It weaves through almost everything.
Everything.
Yeah, I imagine that's right.
So you don't need a separate category for communication. Mm-hmm. If we include enough of it into each of the other categories.
Yeah, I think we did that.
Yeah.
I think it was by accident, but we sure did.
It's just about everything.
Well, at this point, we've gone through all the major, we're kind of all in agreement as far as all the different changes we want to make to the goals. We just have to settle on language and wordsmith this so that we're all in agreement. And we do have plenty of time to do this, as I mentioned earlier. So I think we need to go back to committee. Unfortunately, we have a problem with a group like this and committees is we can only have two board officers on the committee. Otherwise, we then run into public meeting law where three, in our case, is a quorum. So what I'm going to suggest is that if you're willing, I basically chatted with you this today or yesterday, John, would you be willing to join our committee for wordsmithing this?
Oh, boy.
I know you're busy.
Did he say John?
John.
Hey, John.
I know you're busy. Oh, what's your workload right now?
Well, it's high, Tom, but I this is part of the job.
Well, maybe we could just set aside a couple of days at 1 hour a whack so we don't take up too much of your time on any one day.
Yeah, and if it's not going to be a public meeting,
it's
you two are retired. Could we get together during work hours?
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Oh, shit. I'll spend all the time. Excuse me. I shouldn't have said that. What? I'll spend all the time with you guys that you need. I mean, my only issue is it's a long drive home.
Yeah. So middle of the day is fine with me.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Afternoons are usually more open for me than morning.
And we've got the space. Oh. We could go over this. I'll be with you to the bitter end if we can work it out that way. I couldn't promise, depending on how many additional meetings it might be that I could make every one. But yeah, if they're during work hours, I can definitely make them.
Okay. That work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
like I say, afternoons are usually better.
Yeah, that's the same for me also.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can't make mornings.
Retirement doesn't mean you don't have anything to do.
That means I was tired before and I'm tired again.
That's true.
Okay, well,
Well, I think we have a lot of good information here.
Yes, I agree.
Between what we've written down and what these bullet points that Dan's given us.
Well, let's take the...
And then John's, too.
And I'm just wondering if there's a way that John would consider doing the same thing you've done here for more categories.
Maybe take my first stab at writing the thing and pass it off to
maybe
you guys.
Just take one or whatever and whatever your workload can handle.
I'll be honest with you. I had hoped to have something a little more substantial. And this is just a suggested language. This is just suggested format.
Yeah, three heads are better than one. That's what, or two. No offense.
But before the next meeting, I might do the same thing, but for a different category and put together. What I would do is pull the language out of that. Look for what I feel has always been missing, or could make it
that's
more.
That's it. Yeah. That's what I'm.
Well, with your experience and background, that's kind of why I think that would be a smart thing. You like the job description. I think you did a real good job on the job description. But
I also think that all said and done, you're not just thinking about yourself. You're thinking about when you're gone.
There's going to be a future person going by this.
Yeah, and as I write this, I think about it generically.
Okay. I figured you did.
I do. I think about it generically. I think about, what are the most important things I can do to ensure we're doing this or that? And I'm happy to do that, and I'm happy to participate in more in committee meetings. The nice thing about me being there is I don't count as a board member.
That's where I was going.
I'm happy to work on that. I did want to just ask the group something now that you've seen Dan's, and again, I want to thank Dan for the effort and the thought that he puts into this stuff, because he always beats me to the punch, and he gives it a lot of thought and a lot of effort, and it shows. And considering I liked his write-up so much on the first two categories, I didn't really change much. I do want to mention, and this is a good point, is that it's nice to be able to have something tangible to truly measure somebody's performance. And SMART goals, those are the type of thing that applies. And I do believe that where it's possible that creating a goal that is time-based or, has some kind of a measurable measure of success is important. But I also just want to say that, Dan did a great job of that, but what he didn't realize is he increased my workload 200 hours a year. In the process, but
it wasn't my intent.
I know that wasn't your intent, and these were just examples, I'm sure, of what's possible. But reviews, job evaluations, every one I've ever done has been more subjective than objective. It's what I feel having worked with this person all year long. It's what I've seen. It's what I've observed. And I think it's impossible to get the subjectivity out of a review. I definitely understand the inclination to try and make it more objective, and everything listed is a SMART goal or a SMART competency, meaning it's specific, it's time-based, it's attainable, it's measurable. But it's not always easy to do, and in the act of doing it, it typically requires a lot more work from the person being evaluated. Either I have to document it somehow, some way, or I've, you know, as we, you know, what is, you know, the goal or the competency has to be very specific too. It can't be general, and it can't be answered in a general way. So I definitely appreciate, you know, the desire to try to move in that direction, but I think it's going to be pretty hard to pin me down with something that is that,
can you,
that restricted.
Can you, do you have a, do you have an example, just so that we all know what you're, it, I mean, it's like key competency and goals, maintains full regulatory, that's mentioned other places.
Sure, sure.
But when it comes to achieve 100% audit ready records, no findings in internal, external audits, mm-hmm. That's objective or subjective? I'm trying to look for an example.
Well, here's an example of one that I think is too much. Achieve greater than 90% customer satisfaction in annual surveys or complaint resolution tracking. Resolve non-emergency inquiries with 2 business days and emergencies immediately. Maintain transparent communication. So this, what this would do would require me to send out an annual survey every year just to get the metrics to score me. And then if you go down...
There's some things like if you get a customer issue, I hate to say complaint, issue, sometimes they're not resolvable in 2 days.
Yeah. And if you go a little further down, Dan, a little more. Okay.
Talk about this one?
Yeah. Issue greater than or equal to 6 proactive public communications annually via website. Organizer support greater than or equal to 2 public engagement events per year. And then there was one more on top of that, a little further down, I thought. Achieve 85% positive feedback on district communication from annual customer surveys, which we don't even have. So you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh yeah, I get it.
These are very well-written, specific, measurable, time-based goals,
they're
right?
They're all over the top.
But what I will say is the nuts and bolts of the operation alone take up more time than I have.
Right.
So...
Well, yeah, and I think if we go back and we look at Maple Road,
well,
John did everything that he possibly could to make people happy, but due to budget restraints and everything, people are still not happy. He's done everything right.
Yeah. The only thing I would say about that one is I'm not sure it's even attainable, to be honest.
It's not attainable.
It's yes.
So if you're evaluating on customer satisfaction and people being pleased or happy, sometimes it's not going to work. And I remember the case with the Big League where people had to pay all that money. They were nice, but not everybody's going to be nice when they have to pay a whole huge amount of money because they've got a league. That's not our responsibility, it's their So we need to make sure that we don't put criteria that's so tight that it's not attainable.
Right. Yeah. So committee, you got that figured out.
Yeah. One last thing before we leave tonight. I knew this was going to be a short meeting.
John's going to be very helpful with those kind of things.
Yeah. But as far as this forum's concerned, is everybody happy with the process that we came up with for staff assessment?
Yeah.
I personally was.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I explain. We
came up with a way to get feedback from the staff that didn't break the law.
With the HR company, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So we have staff assessment as part of his review. And how we go about that, I wanted to find out if anybody had any ideas about change or if we even needed it. I don't personally think we do, but I just wanted to, as we're reviewing this, I just wanted to make sure that everybody was happy with the process that we have now.
Yeah, I think the staff review is fine.
Yeah, I guess I look at it as, you know, the results that came in, and there were some areas where it wasn't a glowing report, and I'm just wondering if it's either not enough information or too much information for the person that's filling it out to think about.
In this case, it only looked like there were one or two, and the rest weren't.
It was a percentage.
If it was 50%.
It was 10%.
Yeah, if it was 50 or 60% of staff that were giving him negative reviews, we got a problem.
Well, and I would say it's not the format, it's not the questions,
okay. It's
not the process that caused the
question. Okay. All right, that's the only thing I would be after is if there's...
No.
It's too overwhelming for somebody to try to answer,
no,
so they say...
I think they're pretty simple.
No.
I need to say simple.
One of the goals, too, is to have the staff feel like they're part of the process. It makes it more like a teamwork effort, and those are important things to, as a corporate culture, I think. And John does a good job of teamwork, I think, as far as the crew is concerned.
Well, thank you, Tom. And I will say that for the first time with this last review, I felt like we had a method for the staff to stay autonomous, the responses to remain anonymous. But at the same time, I was able to get valuable feedback that I could use to come away with, this seems to be what I'm doing well, this is what I need to work on, and that feedback's important. You guys need that. You guys, you know, it's really for you guys, and you guys need to hear from the staff. But if I don't get feedback, then I'm not really.
You can't fix it if you don't know. You can't make any improvements
if you're not aware of the situation.
Well, that's right. And so I felt like for the first time that we were able to achieve both of those goals. And I also feel like the final report, by making it an electronic survey instead of a phone survey, where it turns into a gripe session or people get off on tangents, I felt like the final report stuck to the core purpose without getting on these sidebar issues that really don't have a lot to do with my resume. It's just an HR person's response to comments or a beef that some employee had.
That year before, it's not a good review. I mean, it's not a good process.
Yeah. You know, so I felt like it really stayed on task this time. And I was happy about that.
Good. So it's thumbs up, Tom.
Yeah.
Thumbs up on that.
Okay, well, it's now 5:56, so why don't we go ahead and close this workshop. I will get a hold of John and Lou Ann later this week or possibly the first part of next week. And then we'll sit down for an hour or so and work on this.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you, everyone. This meeting's adjourned.